11.4, preparing exhibits for trial. Preparing exhibits is actually not hard at all. There are just a couple of rules you want to keep in mind. First and foremost, just like with trial notebook, there will be personal preferences that attorneys have in terms of whether they use tabs or stickers, things like that. There are also jurisdictional issues where some jurisdictions are much more strict about the kind of stickers that are used and the kind of structure for exhibits. It is also some jurisdictions will, for instance, refer to exhibits presented by the plaintiff by numbers, exhibit 1, exhibit 2, exhibit 3, and by the defendant as letters, exhibit A, exhibit B, exhibit C, and so forth, or vice versa. So you'll have to kind of go with the flow with that, but that's not really that important at this stage. That's not hard to modify your practice habits once you start doing the real thing. But there are some considerations that we really want you to keep in mind that are pretty universal. First and foremost, for original exhibits, never ever put a sticker or tab on them that is permanent. There are stickers out there that stay on very well, but you can peel them off. So we give an example of some colored stickers here of exhibits. So make sure you're using stickers that are not permanent, or if you use tabs that are not permanent. I can't stress that enough, especially for the originals. I always thought it was a nice idea for the original documents, and the original is the one that's presented to the court, for them to be white stickers instead of colored. Like remember, you have to make a copy of each exhibit for the plaintiff and the defendant, and then the original goes to the court. So have the original sticker be white, have the defendant's sticker be one color, such as blue, and the plaintiff's be yellow or red, whatever you prefer. Some attorneys will actually use psychological things, like making sure the other side has red stickers, because that has more of a negative connotation with the jury, they think, even though the jury doesn't really look that closely at them. But again, that will be up to your attorney. But I do recommend using a white label or white tab for the original court stickers. Now, we don't actually ask you to perform an exercise with this here, so this is again more a frame of reference. There may be a couple of general test questions on it, but you don't have to be an expert in this. It's when you start working for your attorney, that attorney will tell you the structure and mechanism that he or she wants to use.